Welcome to Radio Kitchen, I'm Al Spohler. Like a lot of folks of a certain age, I grew up watching Popeye the Sailor Man and loving every minute of it. But something baffled me, the spinach thing. If they were talking about the reeking, droopy plop of who knows what that they served at school, it didn't make any sense. So, Chef Jerry Pellegrino of Waterfront Kitchen, what was the deal with Popeye and spinach?
Oh, yeah. The spinach industry was not behind the Popeye cartoon to get everyone to eat spinach.
No, apparently the creators had a mom who used to tell them, eat your spinach and be strong.
Right.
So they remembered
exactly.
That.
Yeah, so that's where it came
but
from.
But it's true, you know, a lot of iron in it,
that's
nutritious
what
as it can
exactly.
be.
Certainly a delicious treat. And you know, we have to give credit to our friends at the Landreth Seed Company. The Landreth Seed Company in 1826. Introduced this variety of spinach called the Bloomsdale Longstanding.
Mm-hmm.
And till this day, it is the most widely planted hybrid spinach plant in the United States.
Wow.
And the seed has gone on. It was modified in 1925. They did some work in the garden and sort of brought it up to speed. But since 1925, that seed has been the same seed that we grow pretty much more than the majority of our spinach around the country. And it's because of Landreth bringing it in that made it all happen.
So in a way, it's its own heirloom.
Exactly.
Variety.
And you know the variety. It's the one that has the pretty broad, dark, crinkled leaves.
Right, right.
Which everybody is familiar with. Really stocky stems. And what's cool about spinach, it's super hardy.
Yeah.
It's really the first thing to go into your garden in the spring, and it's really the last thing to come out at the end of the year. It takes a couple months off in the middle because it bolts easily in the warm weather, and once it bolts, it becomes bitter. It goes in early, and it doesn't even mind a little bit of frosts or snow. It'll continue to grow and grow and grow and grow. And actually, that's why it became so popular, because everyone grew it, and a lot of people in the middle of this country lived off of it all the time.
When you're cooking with spinach, what are some of the things you really enjoy doing?
Yeah, I mean, so I think spinach obviously has its raw uses, but cooked, I think it has, I got to be honest, you know, who doesn't love a cream spinach?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know, when you go to get a steak, I mean, that's like when you're a steakhouse, that's
yep.
got to be on the table.
Yeah.
And it's just so easy to make at home by just with a very simple mixture of maybe some garlic, some onions, and some cream cooked, you know, for about 20 minutes, and then put in a processor or use your submersion blender mm-hmm. to puree it, and then just throw in handfuls and handfuls of fresh chopped spinach and cook it for less than a minute and put it on the plate and it's done. I mean, it's just such an easy thing to do.
Spinach is one of those few products that I don't mind buying frozen sometimes because it does pretty well.
It does pretty
so
well.
During those summer months.
Yeah, and through the winter, you just have to drain it well. It's usually mm-hmm. frozen in a block of water, which causes
true.
Some issues. So in a dish towel, wring it out.
Right.
You know, and try and squeeze a lot of that water out. You'll be better off when you go to cook with it. But that version is great to mix into things like cream cheese or ricotta cheese.
Right.
It makes great dips. It makes great fillings for sort of like vegetarian raviolis, those types of things.
I think you're right. But the spinach we're getting at the market right now, treat it in all its glory.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. And cook with it as much as you'd like. So it's so good.
And just the simplest preparations, I think, are the best.
I agree.
Just really, really a lot of fun. And we're going to take a look at what's really good in the market this week. Some
sure.
of the best buys include the fresh green peas
yes.
that are making an appearance right now. Again, the simplest approach is probably the best for these.
Yeah, they're a little late to come because we had such a brutal winter and a really short spring, but they're here now, and so they're great. I mean, those things have multiple uses. I just pop them raw into my mouth like candy.
You could do that.
Oh, yeah, they're so good.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.